Okay, then I try to speak in a very short form because we have not too much time. I try to speak in very. So, the point in Buddhist, we want to be all, every sentient beings are searching some kind of happiness and not want to suffer. So this is the main point. Then suffer and happiness is the state of mind. Suffer comes from, suffer or happiness is depend on how your attitude. So therefore, Buddha has told your suffer and your happiness, it's your own responsibility. It's your own hand, not in the Buddha hand, not to the, someone outside you. Therefore, Buddha, when he give first teaching in the world, he give the teaching based on the Four Noble Truths. This is all Buddhist. Every Buddhist has this, the foundations, this understanding. He said, the first two Noble Truths is like that, the truth of suffering and the cause of truth of suffering. This is the first two Noble Truths. Yeah. And then second two Noble Truths are the way of freedom from the suffer and the cause of the freedom. These two. Yeah. So he told there is suffer. But suffer can only, there's way out of suffer. But that's not come. It will not coming through that you will keep contact with me. You will make strong practice or love with me or strong pray with me. In that way, your problem can solve. He didn't say like that. He said, yeah, there's a problem there. But problem, you must use your own method and find the answer and try to change your attitude to the way the, for example, anger. Through the anger, we feel unhappiness. So destroy the anger. If you make the prayer and wish to anger disappear, in that way, anger will not disappear. You must use the opposite attitude of the anger, and that attitude, consciousness, must be developed in you. In that way, you will be free from the anger. How he taught it like that. Yeah. So therefore, first noble truth, the suffering of the truth. Yes, we have suffered. When your mind is totally disturbed with a strong selfish mind, this is the root of our suffer. Through this strong selfish attitude, create with the attachment, desire, and if you're uncomfortable with that strong selfish mind, then it's produced hatred, jealousy, and kasa. So this emotion. So this strong selfish mind, uncomfortable feeling, hatred, desire, makasa, jealousy, and so on, this negative emotion, and strong, comfortable feeling with that selfish mind also produce negative emotion like attachment, desire. So in that way, one's mind never be stable and never so freedom. Attachment with a strong, selfish mind. Strong, selfish mind has never produced positive. With a comfortable feeling. Comfortable feeling, attachment, this desire and wunsh. And the uncomfortable feeling then, hate, jealousy, this one. Yeah, because sometimes, because of that strong selfish mind, who sometimes with you for a loved one, your friend, you have more attachment. Your love, you have more attachment because they make you comfortable. A strong selfish mind. That ish feeling make comfortable from that. From that direction, you have more attachment. You have more desire for them. Those who enemy or unfriendly, they make comfortable, uncomfortable you. For them, you produce hate, jealousy of their success. Yeah. So this produce was. Yeah. So this kind of suffer is there. In the Buddhist, they described suffering into three categories. Suffering of suffering, suffering of change, suffering of prevail. This we prevail of the mind. My English is also not nice. Prevail. suffering will prevail. Since, huh? For mine, ich weiß nicht. For example, this human body, the karmic body, karmic rebirth, is the nature of suffering. So it looked like from the beginning no suffer, but when, for example, for each of here, verbrannt, because of this samsara kropa, when I have another illusory, when each of my positive body from the pure mind produce, then I will never burn my body. This is the purpose. The third one is difficult to understand for the normal people. The first two is very easy to understand. That's how I will describe. Okay, the third one, you must have more time in Buddhism understanding. Then you will understand this one topic. This topic is normal people cannot understand, especially. The first one is very easy to realize. Oh, ich habe Kopfschmerz, Bauchschmerz. This is suffering of suffering. Yeah, this kind of suffering we have, all have, everybody does have. The second suffering, it doesn't look like suffering. Suffering change, it doesn't look like suffering, it looks like pleasure. For example, it's like that. When you, first moment, when you in the fanzine or TV, they're making a new advertising, oh, this new model, handy, with a lot of functionings are there. So, then I say, oh, that's nice functioning. So many, I like to have it. So you have such a wish to have it, but you could not have it because you don't have money to buy it. But you saw the advertising giving a lot of information. So even the day and night in your own house, when I have it, I'm the happiest person. You wish like that. At that time, you make a so strong wish to have such nice new model of handy. Then, usually if you do over extra job, you say, it stressed me. But now you know you need to earn more money to have this new model, cost expensive handy. So you said, I will do extra job to earn more money. So you spend whole night without, you sacrifice your sleep and overnight jobs to earn the money. Then you have got enough money. And that moment, you will buy the handy, and when you have able to buy that handy, and very first moment, how pleasure you are. Now I have got my dream handy on my hand. You are overreact, you are overrejoiced, and you show with your friend, and showing, that you are showing, and you are enjoying all the time. At that moment, how pleasure it is. So having that handy, actually, if it's really happy, then it must be all time happy, but not. Slowly, slowly, having that handy turn into suffer, because so many rational is coming. so many expensive costs is coming. Yeah, you must pay the money to, because of handy, you need this because of card, SIM card or wild card or whatever. It's very toy. Then you realize, so much money it was going. So it forced you to do more overnight job. Then you feel, I cannot do that. I have no more energy. So, and if you cannot earn the money, you cannot use the handy. So because of this handy, slowly, slowly bring suffer. Therefore, it's called suffering of changing. It doesn't look like suffer from the beginning. Then more ever you use it, it becomes more and more suffer. It's become more uncomfortable to you. So every samsara materials, samsara phenomena, it's like that. It is never satisfied. Happiness is there from the material itself, or because it's our only wish and desire has produced. Oh, that's nice. This nice. This, if I had that, I can be happiest person. That feeling has you created by that desire. Since you have this material, after several months, this happiest person become unhappiest person. So material itself is no more because it's only our desire has created. So therefore, Buddha said, desire comes through the ego. I want that. I don't want that. So main troublemaker, main the 가서 order giver is I. That's no. So through that you desire, you undesire is coming. So therefore, the root of suffering is that. Yeah. So therefore, now it's telling. Same times when we create the anger, hatred, someone, because of this strong sense of emotion, I am good. I deserve good. Ich bin besonders. This feeling, that strong feeling. And you're always thinking, I deserve good. Because I've done nothing wrong. I'm the best. I'm the good. These strong emotions, when they exist, and the reality, there's a different living beings are there. Some living beings love you. Some living beings hate you. Some living beings dislike you. Some people, the living beings are not her. These three parts of living beings exist in our life. So everybody cannot become your loved one. And those people who dislike you never say a good word to you. And that way you think, oh, he is telling so bad things to me. How dare he him to say that? Because you make this from the beginning wrong judgment. I deserve good. Yeah, this is because of the strong selfish mind. Yeah, same situations. This so often I saw in like that. For example, there's two neighbors. Yeah, two neighbors. And you, one your neighbors who like to eat grill. Yeah, and you don't like the smell of grill. In your mind, I don't like it. Because you have strong, I hate this smell. Do you see that? But the grill neighbor would like to have a nice grill. And one very Sunday morning, he's very nice. Oh, today's Sunday. I want to enjoy with the sunshine, nice with a nice grill. And he want to outside the garden make a grill. But you open your fenster and the smell comes. You said, this Nakpa is schwerstful. He disturbed me. You create. Actually, never doesn't disturb you. He want to enjoy his Sunday. Nice Sunday. For him, it's very nice to have sunshine with a grill. But you don't, because of your strong sense, I don't like it. Then you create yourself, he disturbed me. Good. Yeah, therefore, he's really no intention to make Nagpal your US suffer. And you projection in that way. So in that way, then you tell shouting to the neighbor, hey, stop it, I don't like it. In that way, you in rough speaking to the neighbor has also anger. Then his anger rose. Then you become good neighbor, become bad neighbor. So therefore, it's best way to close your fenster. Yeah? Let him. Don't say any bad word to him. Let him enjoy. He will not whole day griller, yeah? He will maybe 1 hour, 2 hour griller. During that time, close your window and you stay in your house. When the grill is finished, then you can fenster often. Then enjoy, no enemy, no the bad relationship with your neighbor. Yeah. So this way, how to learn? You must learn. Oh, he is favorite with the griller, so he want to have nice day. So I must respect his enjoy. So therefore, I should not shout at him. Better shouting close my fencer. This better both of us, because I will have. Anyway, we are neighbor. We must stay as neighbor. So best way, I should compromise. Close my window. 2 hours, fresh luft is not there, no problem. But I will have a good neighbor relationship with my neighbor. This is more important. Such way, compromise, make you are happy, although neighbor is not agar me dear. You can good relationship. So therefore, always we have a wrong judgment on our wrong projection of I, ish. Yeah? This is the problem we have facing. So Buddha says, this is the, you must recognize this. When someone recognize way existing, how existing the ish, this is very important in Buddhism to understand. Through that, you can realize ish is not existing how we apprehension or how we project since now. So in that, it's not like that. Through the illusions, we feel like that's, for example, automatically when you have a Magen problem, du sagst nicht, ich habe Magen problem. Du sagst, ich bin nicht gesund. Das automatisch wir sagen, ja. Wenn du sagen, ich bin hier Kopf oder so, ich habe heute nicht gesund. Aber dein Kopf ist nicht gesund. Aber Kopf ist nicht dich. So therefore, to destroy our egoistic depend on how we understand the real existing of ich. That means the emptiness of the ich. Understanding is very important in Buddhist mode. The emptiness means ich is not existing where we feel how it's existing. Ich existing in ganz anders. This understanding recognize is lacking, then problems coming, strong selfish minds coming. In that way, one will never free from the suffer. So when understand that clear, then one automatically the strong selfish mind is going diminish because of this understanding of ish. When the strong selfish mind is diminish, there's no friendship, there's no enemy. Those enemy or friendships created by the strong selfish mind. Yeah. So therefore, now we are giving always example in Buddhism. Buddha is just like an experienced doctor, and his teaching is like a medicine. Yeah. And his Sangha community is just like a kasa, Krankenschwester. Krankenschwester. So now rest job is on your side to take the medicine in timetable, to follow the advice from the doctor. In that way, you can able to recover from your sickness. Otherwise, you have right doctor you met, you have right medicine got from your doctor, you have a right Krankenschwester, but you still take the alcohol and eat the doctor's advice, you don't eat this kind of, for example, if the one is the diabetic sick, and you have right diabetic doctor, and he said, you should not eat too much chocolate, too much fat, because it will, against the diabetic, it will drive you stronger. But you are, in your lifetimes, you always enjoy with the kasa, chocolate kuchen, or the pizza, or the, because then you want to continue eat this, your living essence, then don't want to, you have right order. In that way, you have no chance to recover from your diabetes because this food will very coarse will make you. So not 100% your disease to recover is not on the hand of doctor. 50% hand of doctor, 50% on your hand. You just stop this food which is against poison with your disease. Stop for the moment until the disease is gone. So it's like this. Buddha gave the informations. Only that we cannot free from the suffer. Then we must to practice. We must to step ourselves into the action. What the advice he has given, information he has given. Together, we will achieve what he has achieved. Liberation. Free from the suffer. Okay. How much we have time? Oh. No, continue.
I have time.
I have time. Okay, so now, for example, I make one part of the anger emotions, then we stop it. For example, the situation in the anger, because anger is also the emotions which make us uncomfortable feelings. Anger is not our natural mind. One must also realize our pure mind, our natural mind, and anger are totally separate consciousness. This is not part of our mind. They are just like a visiting guest in our mind, the anger and desire. This, for example, our natural mind stay with us 24 hours, but not our anger. We are not 24 hours angry. We have some sort of situation become angry, some sort of situation, anger is gone. Anger is coming and going, coming and going. That means anger is not your real mind. It's just like a visiting guest. Yeah. Angry, please Buddha, take my angry away. In that way, no chance. Angry is not going. Also, I wish meditate and the light come in me and anger disappear. Such way wishing. Also, anger is not going away. Anger must be disappear, destroy. Otherwise, you will never be happy person. But how? then you must look in a very different situation how to diminish your anger. For example, someone come to you immediately and said, for example, hey, you pig, just told with this, like with a person with the dislike emotions with you and say, hey, you are pig, that want to make you uncomfortable feeling. Yeah, do Schwein. Yeah, at that moment, yeah, first moment, you might be get angry, but in slowly you must think very carefully. He said to me, pig, and that is only word. And that pig, saying word to pig to me, my life doesn't change into pig life. I'm still a human being. Yeah, that word doesn't change my life. I'm still a human being. Why should I react? Because if that word said to pig and I become pig, then it's very dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. So that very word also doesn't make pain in your body physically. Doesn't make wound on your body. So this is just word. Here, listen here and throw it here. Don't keep it here. Yeah. So then you must, same situation, you must calculation yourself. When you're angry with someone, do you speak very nice to someone? No. So same situation, that person is angry on me, and in that emotional, he never speaks nice to me. So I must respect the moment he isn't angry. His mind is disturbed. So I should let him relax. Let him say pick, and I listen here and throw it from another ear out. Yeah, so when you're able to do that, you are free from the hatred. And that's not come from the prayer, not from the wish, that you try to learn to how to attitude in that way. So this attitude must be developed, learn, meditate, and try to think in that way. In that way, one will become champion of the Gedult. And that was the word of the Buddha. I don't know really, it is Sanskrit mean, but in Tibetan, we use like Sangye, the word of Buddha, Sangye. The Sangye, the word, it has a very strong message. Sangye, the three word. As the Buddha. Sang bedeutet, yeah, you are awakened from the ignorance. And Ge bedeutet, you are developed from the understanding in every phenomenon existing. That means Buddha is awakened from the negative emotions and he is developed in every information. There's no phenomena he never know. That person is called Buddha. So that means Buddha was not from the beginning as Buddha. He awakened from the ignorance means first he has himself in awakening. Then he awake. That means everybody can awake from the ignorance. Everybody can understand every phenomena when they learn, develop the concentration with the. So therefore, Buddha word itself telling us we can all be free from the negative emotions. We can become same like Buddha. Buddha was not as born as Buddha. Buddha was beginning same like us, emotionally full of ignorance, full of hatred. Step by step, he tried to destroy anger, hatred, jealousy, and main part of this, egoistic. Gay means to increase, actually. Increase the knowledge or increasing. That means he understands every phenomenon. There's no phenomenon left. So now the Four Noble Truths based on the anger topic. We seem to suffer from the anger. And suffer from anger, suffer of the anger, it has suffer. Anger doesn't come by itself. It has cause because of the strong selfish mind. I deserve good. And someone make this I deserve good feeling uncomfortable, then you anger produce. So anger has its cause, the strong selfish mind. So now there is way free from the anger. But way free from anger is you must develop in many meditations or attitude, develop your attitude, how to not let your anger emotion, to learn just now we said. Oh, looking in the deep, in the skin, how to not react to someone said very bad. In that way, when you develop, you are free from suffer. So Four Noble Truths based on the anger emotion, same like that. This picture shows anger is there, suffer, but it must be free, but not free from the Buddha's from his knowledge, take out from his brain and put on in our brain. Not in that way. You must to follow yourself actions into the action, not to build up the negative emotions and try to, this anger, try to get out in the different pictures to meditate. And that way, one can become cool, relaxed in this difficult situation. Okay. Oh. This is the wrong way of thinking from your side, because you should not think he's making this one. You must realize, if you understand the other side, you must say, this is his favorite, and I must respect his favorite. It doesn't mean that he wants to disturb me, but I don't like the smell. And you should not say, oh, this with the uncomfortable feeling, only on your projections, you should not create. If you create in that way, then you feel this uncomfortable feeling in your heart. In that way, if you keep this day by day thinking, it's growing stronger and stronger, then hatred coming. That's your own produce. You should not think like that. Or if he's enjoy, let him enjoy. Today he want to have whole day, week he arbeited whole day. Today he need a nice relax day for 2 hours. Let him enjoy with grill. I close my window. Such attitude, you attitude in another way and not think that he's making disturbance. There's no. Painful is there. The painful is that you are uncomfortable feeling. You yourself think like that, and this was you are making this own problem. So you should not think like that. Anyway, we are living under the wall in the conflict. There's never 100% satisfied happiness there. This also must be recognized. Wherever you go, if you don't change here, even you go in the Himmel, in that strong egoistic, you never feel as Himmel, because this strong self mind make produce. So this poison mind, with that mind, for the Buddha, they feel this world as a Himmel, because their mind is not egoistic. Their mind is another projections. And they, wherever they go, they feel like a Himmel. For us, wherever place, nice place we visit, some few days we feel, oh, wunderbar. Then slowly, slowly, not wunderbar. Because of this something here, problem. Okay, let's forget then. Moment you cannot do nothing. You just look where how it's produced, the anger you produce. Yeah, that's we first moment we anger's already emotion come out. And that is the happen. You cannot reverse back. So just look how it's happened and try to think, oh, it's my wrong projections it produced. Because I just too much overreact from his word. Because saying pig, it doesn't change my life into pig. So it's my fault. My wrong the projections. Because I must think he is also he's the person who saved me pig, because his mind is totally disturbed. So I feel shade to him because he was totally disturbed in mind. His mind is not able stable. So in that moment he's just like a crazy people moment. Because of the anger, at that moment he say any bad word to anybody, even his own loved one in that strong angry emotion. He never say good word to even his own friend. So we must excuse him. He's in the disturbed in mind. So this kind of understanding must be developed. And then through this long run, you develop them. One time some people come directly say, hey, you pig, you can just smile. This come later when you develop. The good practice people feel very thankful to those who make you disturb, because they think they are really giving me opportunity to develop my geduldik. They are destroying my arrogant, my egoistic. So instead of getting angry, I'm very thankful. Please do this situation more and more. They really feel like that's the great practice. They feel like instead of getting angry, they feel they are really my teacher. They teach me how to not to, when you are arrogant, too much. Oh, I'm the best. Then in that way, you are going deeper into samsara. When the arrogance is destroyed, you have more chance to become liberations. And that who give you your disturber. You destroy your arrogant, your strong, selfish mind. I'm the best. This feeling destroyed by your enemies. That way, oh, they are my real teacher. they are really my loved one. They give me best opportunity. So, instead of getting angry, love and like relation like a teacher. This can develop. Okay, in that way, chance to liberation. Then we all become liberation.